You mentioned that the chemo backbone for this BEV neoadjuvant study is CIS docetaxel, and you've done work on that. In fact, you've published on that. Can you talk a little bit about that regimen and what we know about it?
Well, I think that the taxotere cisplatin regimen has been extensively studied, and I think one of the positive aspects of that combination is the doses have been fairly uniform in multiple phase 3 trials, and there hasn't been dose attenuation translating from the trials to clinical practice, and I think that's a positive thing. We've also seen that that backbone has been useful in comparing it in stage 4 patients to vinorelbine and cisplatin in terms of showing a superiority in survival. So one of the reasons we chose docetaxel and cisplatin as our neoadjuvant approach was we know that vinorelbine and cisplatin is really the most robust data in terms of adjuvant treatment. Really, the 3 positive trials, by and large, it was a combination of vinorelbine and cisplatin. So if we extrapolate and say that in stage 4 patients that the docetaxel cisplatin showed some advantage, it makes some sense to try to use that approach in terms of our neoadjuvant treatment.
And when you treat patients in the adjuvant setting off study, is that the regimen you generally use or do you use something else?
It's one of the regimens that we use. I think we still believe in vinorelbine and cisplatin, and I think that that's really where the data is the strongest. So I think we tend to tailor our regimens to our patient, but the docetaxel and cisplatin is one of the regimens that we use.
You mentioned the adjuvant ECOG study that's looking at chemo plus or minus bevacizumab. What are your thoughts about that study?
I think it's an important trial, and I think that it is going to be very interesting to see what impact Avastin has in terms of survival benefit on top of chemotherapy. The chemotherapy regimens are chosen by the investigator, and I think that it's been accruing well, and I think it'll be an interesting study to see the results of.
Any speculations in terms of what you think we might see? I mean, obviously the issue of bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting is being looked at in a lot of solid tumors. Any thoughts about whether or not you think it might work?
It's a large study, and I think it needs to be a large study to show some modest survival benefit. I think that based on what we've seen in the stage 4 patients, I'm certainly optimistic that it could be a positive trial.